This was what was on my heart today. Taken from Acts chapter 9 and starting at verse 1. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. I believe I preached this message about 7 years ago. And it's about the story of Saul on his way to Damascus. And he's going to kill some Christians. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, say this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, say journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined a light round about him, a light from heaven. And my message today, which I preached about 7 years ago, was your deliverance is in your journey. Your deliverance is in your journey. Father, Lord God, we ask for utterance this afternoon, Lord God. But let the words speak to your people. Oh God, even as we honor your name, you are our Heavenly Father. Let these words find good soil. Let them encourage, let them edify, let them lift, let them bless. We thank you right now. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory in Jesus' name. Turn to your neighbor and say, your deliverance is in your journey. Amen. You may be seated. You may not have thought about it very deeply, but you are on a journey. When you're born, you start this journey. And a lot of times it takes some twists and some turns. Sometimes it's through some dark passages. Sometimes it's through the valley of the shadow of death. Sometimes you get lost. Sometimes you lose the path. Sometimes you go off track. But nevertheless, we are on a journey. In this passage of Scripture, Paul was journeying to Damascus to do what he thought was a good thing. He was going to get rid of these people who were polluting the Jewish religion, who were going to destroy the law as he knew it. And he decided he was going to go on this journey for this reason. But his journey was interrupted. Sometimes God interrupts our journey. You know, we think we know what we're doing and why we're going here and what our plan for life is. And then God steps in and resets our spiritual GPS and gives us a new direction, a new reason to travel. But sometimes the circumstances do not change overnight. And we wonder, did we really have an encounter? Did we really have an experience with God? About 2004, and you've heard me say it again, I had my own little Damascus Road journey. And now looking back 17 years or however many years it is, if it hadn't been that there was some external witnesses, I would say, man, you hallucinated that. You imagined that. But I know that God gave me some external witnesses. And he will give you a witness on your journey that it's not a hallucination, it's not an imagination, but God has interrupted your journey to call you into relationship with him. God can reset your GPS. He can send you on your way with some new purposes. You know, the thing about that I notice about this trip, the interesting thing is when God called Paul, he didn't change his outlook. He didn't say, Paul, don't go to Damascus. The amazing thing, he was going to Damascus to kill Christians, but God did not change his circumstance overnight. He didn't stop him going to Damascus, but he did change the purpose for his journey. Your circumstance may not change when you give your life to God overnight. It may be that you're still headed to Damascus, but your purpose now, it should be completely different. Yes, you're in some sad circumstance. Yes, you're fighting some things that you don't want to have to deal with. And yes, you have had an encounter with God. But he may not change your direction right away, but he will change your purpose. He will give you a new reason. to go. He told Paul, you keep going to Damascus, but now when you go to Damascus, I'm going to send you to someone new. You were going to kill Christians. You thought you were on this life journey to have pleasure, to have fun, to be all you can be. But God has got a purpose for your life. Your deliverance is actually in your journey. Paul was going to get delivered because he kept on the journey. Sometimes we feel like we want to give up. This is too much for us. Believe it or not, even as pastor, there's sometimes I have these feelings. Lord, have mercy. Sometimes I think, Lord, am I doing anything right? Have I done any difference? And God has to just say, you just keep on. You keep your purpose. You keep your vision. Because your deliverance, and I'm talking to somebody now, the deliverance is in your journey. Even if it seems sometimes that you're supposed to be saying, God, I came to you, you're supposed to change my direction immediately. I don't like the circumstance I'm in. I don't like this valley I'm going through. I don't like the pressure I'm under. I want you to know your deliverance is in your journey. God did not tell Paul, don't go to Damascus. In fact, he told Paul, you go to Damascus. But now you have a new purpose. There's someone I want to send you to that's in Damascus that is going to change your vision. Open your eyes anew. So don't worry about the fact so far that your circumstances have not changed overnight. Your deliverance is in your journey. I'm going to say that so many times, you'll be saying it in your sleep. Because I want you to get this. Your deliverance is in your journey. In Genesis chapter 16. Genesis chapter 16 and verse 7. We find that Hagar had run away from her mistress because of her being harsh to her. And she was on a journey. And the Bible says in verse 7, and the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness. Sometimes our journey seems like it's going into the desert. It's going from bad to worse. It's not getting better. But don't you worry. The Lord is watching. The Lord has his eyes upon you. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence came thou and whither wilt thou go? What you doing, girl? What do you think you're up to? Where are you going? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress. Now here's the strange thing. You know what God told her to do? You go back. It didn't seem possible. It didn't seem, that's not what she wanted to hear. But let me tell you, her deliverance was in her journey. Because she stayed, in the end, her son Ishmael got an inheritance. Those of you who are in Sunday school know about inheritance. He got an inheritance from his father, Abraham, just because his mother did not run away. She didn't give up. Many of us don't like the direction that God has set on our GPS. Like if you all got rich tomorrow, I know there'd be a whole bunch of houses for rent and for sale, and everybody'd be flying off to some nice place. Milwaukee was not on your GPS. Damascus was not on Paul's GPS, but there was a reason for him to still go. God has got you here for a time and a purpose and a place and a reason. We may not like the GPS, but there is a deliverance. I'm going to say it again. There is deliverance in your journey. Paul was blinded by the light, and he needed to get some deliverance. God told him, you keep on going, but this time your purpose on your journey is different. Because I'm going to use you. I've got plans for you, Paul, but you go to Damascus where you're going to get delivered. We see that it was in the desert that Hagar got delivered. God told her, listen, you go back. I have a plan for your life. Your son, his name Ishmael. You know what that means? It means God listens. Sometimes we don't think God is listening, but your deliverance will be in your journey. You need to get up. You need to get back on your feet. You need to keep on going. You can't give up now. Because your deliverance is in your journey. In 1 Samuel chapter 23 and verse 1, we have the story of David. And David was fleeing from Saul, and at the same time, he was trying to keep his men alive. And it says here, then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah, and they robbed the threshing floors. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, should I continue in this journey, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go and smite the Philistines and save the city of Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. Sometimes the path that God is telling you to go looks scary. It looks terrifying. It looks like you can't make it. But let me tell you, your deliverance is in your journey. I want you to wake up thinking that tonight. I want you to wake up Monday morning saying, my deliverance is in my journey. You need to repeat that to Satan, because he wants to take you off the journey. He wants to break your GPS. He wants to tell you you can't make it. But your deliverance is in your journey. David inquired of the Lord yet again. His men made him doubt. So he went and asked again, Lord, are we really supposed to go to Keilah? And the Lord said, yes, your deliverance is in your journey. Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Now, if he had decided, we hear the Philistines are going to Keilah, we need to go the opposite direction. That would have made sense from a human point of view, right? That would have made perfect sense to me. Okay, they're going over there. I'm headed this way. But God said, your deliverance is that way. Your deliverance is on the corner of 21st and Highland in a little old Methodist church. That's where your deliverance is. You know, we may have wanted to go to the beautiful edifice where they greet you properly, hand you water, and escort you to your seat. But that's not maybe where your deliverance is from. David, your deliverance is in your journey. Yes, I've been running from Saul for these 10 years. Lord, when are you going to change my direction? Keep on going, David. I have a purpose in your life. I am training you. You're learning something on this journey. Do you know you can't learn anything standing still? Did you know that? You have to go on a journey. You have to take the path. I remember someone, not to be named, Sister Audrey, told me one time, Pastor, you don't want to pay the toll. And she's right. She's absolutely right. I did not want to pay the toll. I didn't want to go on that journey. But my deliverance is on the journey. Shall I tell you something? God has blessed me more since I've been obeying Him than when I was trying to do my own thing. That's just the truth. You see, it's because David knew that his deliverance was in the journey. He penned the 23rd Psalm. What does he say? The Lord is my shepherd. What does a shepherd do? He leads. You have to walk. You have to follow. You can't stand still, because I'm telling you, you stand still, you get left behind. Your deliverance will be in your journey. He restoreth my soul, he said in verse 3. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for the deliverance is in the journey. Now, if you stay in the valley of death, then you are going to die. You want to keep walking through. You don't want to camp there. You don't want to stay there. Your deliverance will be in your journey. Yes, the journey is hard. Yes, it's going through some places I don't like. It seems dark and dim. But your deliverance is in your journey. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse 4, God had been speaking to Abram, and you know I say this one all the time. Get thee out of your country. I want you to go on a journey, Abraham. Well, okay, Lord, where are we going? I'm not telling you yet. Just go. And I don't want you to take anyone with you. Sometimes we try and take everybody with us, and all they do is stop us on our journey. That's what happened to Abraham. He tried to take his whole family, and they made him park for 5 years. God, it says the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And it took a long time before Abraham really got the message that he was supposed to be on this journey by himself. Genesis 17:1, and when Abraham was 99 years old, so it was almost 25 years from when the Lord first spoke to him that he got it. The Lord appeared to Abraham, said unto him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me. That's what he's telling all and every one of us. He is Almighty God. You don't understand where you're going. You don't understand the journey. Just take the first step. Just start walking by faith. This walk is not by sight, but we walk by... Wow, that was weak. Come on again now. We walk not by sight, but by... That's much better. That's much better. This is not a journey where you need to see where you're going. You have to trust God. You have to trust God. Because we cannot see what's going to happen. We don't know what will happen next week. This week did not go according to my plan. No way did it go according to my plan. Amen. I had phone calls at 4 a.m. I had phone calls last night at 1:30. See, Sister Brownie doesn't know that because she was sleeping. Amen. But I'm not complaining because God sent me on this journey and I'm determined to finish this fight. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. There's laid up for me now a crown of righteousness, and not only for me, but for all. See, that's where we all come in. He said, for all. See, God has been telling us, listen, you trying to do the things by yourself, you leave it to me. All you have to do is start walking. Take the next step, Abraham. You keep on walking. That's why Abraham lived in a tent, because God had given him this promise. Everywhere your foot falls, it's yours. You're not going to camp if God tells you everywhere you go goes belong. You're going to just keep going. You're going to keep on your journey. Amen. I'm telling you, saints, your deliverance is in your journey. Abraham was declared perfect because he started to walk. We're not at a destination. We're on a journey. I'm so thankful this is not the destination. I'd be miserable. If this was it, I'd be miserable. Yes, I'm blessed, but I'd still be miserable. There's more I want in God. I'm more blessing. I want to see these pews packed out with saints. Not for me, but for His glory, for His kingdom. They had to leave Egypt to get their deliverance. You know, if a Pharaoh had come and let them go, they'd have stayed in Egypt. But that would not be where God wanted them to be. They had to go on a journey. God led them through the most difficult way to the promised land. Across the Red Sea, across the Jordan, because their deliverance was in their journey. Let me prove it to you. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 12, Jesus entered into a certain village, and it's probably Bethany. I'll just tell you that. There met him 10 men that were lepers. And Jesus did something surprising this time. He didn't lay hands on them. He didn't say, be healed. He said, go. He told them, go take a journey. Go take a journey and show yourself to the priest. Do you know what? Their deliverance was in their journey. As soon as they started to obey him and started to go to the priest, as they walked, they started to notice something's happening. I'm telling you, as you start to obey God and walk on your journey, something will start to happen in your life. The situation will start to change. You may not leave Egypt the same day, but you will be leaving Egypt. Amen. You may not cross the border of Egypt the same day, but you're getting closer to the border. You will eventually cross the border. You will get to the Red Sea, and God can do more miracles. And he entered into a certain village. There met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off because they knew they could not come close. In those days, there was a law. You had to stay 10 or 15 feet away and you had to ring a bell. You had to wear sackcloth and ashes. God saved us from such a wretched state. The Bible says, while we were yet sinners, we were far off. He loved us. Amen. But he has said, you got to go on this journey. He told these lepers, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, their deliverance was in their journey. Isn't that amazing? Your deliverance will be in, you may hate your journey. I hate my journey sometimes. Let me just be honest. Especially as I get older. I'm Lord, is it time yet? Even so, come quickly, Lord. But I know this, that in doing his work, my deliverance is in the journey. Your deliverance is in your walk with God. God has declared to us, walk before me and I will make you perfect. He's telling us, go and go on this journey. Do what I called you to do. Do you understand that In the very first verse I read, I made you repeat something. Paul was on his way to Damascus to kill certain people. Now, they weren't called Christians back then at first. You know what they were called? The people of the way. Why? They were on a journey. See, we have forgotten what we should be, people of the way. We are not people of the place. We're people of the way. We are in this way. We walk this way by faith. They were called people of the way. My deliverance, your deliverance, will be in your journey. Acts 9:2, and he desired of him letters to Damascus and to synagogues, that he found any of this way. Would he find us in this way? Or have we walked off of the way? Would we have been hauled off by Paul because he found us in the way? You know, if you're in the way, you know what you're doing? You're walking. You're walking. You're moving. You're not in the way to sit down, because someone is going to come and say, excuse me. Excuse me. The place I see people really moving is in an airport. I'm walking along and there's a bunch of people and they're in a hurry. You know why? They want to make sure they catch their plane. That's a lesson to us. Are you ready to catch your spiritual plane? Are you taking this thing seriously? Or do you think you got all day? Jesus is coming. And he's coming for people of the way, that are in the way, that are moving in the way, that are walking in the way. You know, the centurion that came to Jesus, again, it was not a healing where he laid hands. What did he tell the centurion? Go. When you go home, you're going to find your servants delivered. His deliverance was in his obedience. If he said, well, Lord, no, I don't believe you. You need to come. I don't think nothing would have happened. It was because he understood his deliverance. His servant's healing was in his obedience to be in the way. What I'm trying to tell you is you need to tell yourself that tomorrow morning when you get up. My deliverance is in this way, even though I'm facing some things this week, even though there's some things I got to deal with. My way is not just the way that God wants me to go, but it's his way. Hallelujah. My deliverance is in the way. Just keep walking. Just keep going. Do not get up and quit. Do not sit down. Do not go off the path. I'm going to tell you one more story, then I'm going to quit. In 2 Kings 5:2, Assyria had been beating up on Israel. And they had captured this little Jewish girl. But she knew her God. Now her master, Naaman, had a problem. He had the same problem as the 10 lepers. He was leprous. In 2 Kings 5:2, then the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. Now her journey to her may not have been fair. Lord, I believe you, I trust you, and now look where I am. I'm in Assyria. I'm a captive. I'm a maid of this unbelieving man. But little did she know, her journey was going to lead to deliverance and peace for Israel for a time. And she heard that her master had leprosy, and she must have told someone, if he was in Israel, he would be healed. He would be delivered. And the word got to the mistress, and she told her husband. Verse 3, and she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And he was told, I got to go on this journey. And he still didn't understand. He went to the king of Israel and tried to get him to heal him. And he said, the king of Israel said, am I a god? No, that you're on the wrong journey here. I'm going to tell you where you need to go. You need to go to the prophet. And in verse 9, it says, so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariots and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan. Sometimes we just have to obey and be on the journey. He didn't come out and sprinkle any juju beans on him or slap him up at the side of the head. He said, you need to take a journey. Sometimes we want God to do the lightning and the voice. And all he's saying is, keep walking. Keep walking. I've already told you what to do. Keep walking. Don't give up, my child. Don't give up, my daughter. Don't give up, my son. Your deliverance is in the journey. But Naaman was mad. You know, he had come with horses and chariots and gold and silver, and he expected a show. If you expect a show, let me tell you, you're on the wrong church. I'm not here for a show. I'm here to tell you, your deliverance is in obedience. Your deliverance is in the journey. Your deliverance is following what God has laid out. But Naaman was mad. The Bible says, and Naaman was wroth and went away. He went away in a huff. I came all this way. And this is what they do to me. I came all this way, and they didn't give me a special seat at church. They didn't invite me up to the platform. They didn't even let me speak. Some of us have a wrong attitude. The journey is not about us. It's about His will. Naaman was all mad and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord. See, God has already told all of us what to do. Yet we keep saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, you know what He wants you to do. I know what He wants me to do. Let's stop pretending and just start walking, right? Keeping His commandments. But His servant caught his ear and says, now look here, master, if He had told you to do some big thing, you'd have done it. You'd have made some big display. You'd have given a big offering, let everyone see how much you're giving. All He's told you is to take a little journey and be obedient and dip in the Jordan. He said, I could have stayed in Syria. All the rivers in Syria are so much more beautiful than this Jordan. I didn't have to take this long journey. Sometimes we look back and we say, look at all the journey I've done. You know, there's a danger in looking back. Lot's wife looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. No, the Bible says looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We can't look back. We have to look forward. See, he says, I could have stayed in Syria and been fine. I took this long journey and he didn't come out and do a single thing. Told me I could have dipped in the river in Syria. It made no sense. Sometimes your journey may not make no sense. It may look like it's perilous. It may look like, what is God doing? But obedience is better than sacrifice. If you could stand with me. Let me just tell you one more time in case you've forgotten it. In case you haven't written it down. Your deliverance is in your journey. Whatever road you're on, make sure it's got the GPS from God. But if it has, keep on going. Genesis 17:1, God told Abraham, walk before me, and I declare you perfect. You know why? You know what the proof of that is? It's in Romans 8. Paul says, God calls those things that are not as though they be. The moment you start on your journey, God sees you at your destination. He calls you blessed. He calls you favored. He calls you my son. He calls you my daughter. He calls you my child. He calls you my princess. That was my pet name. All right, don't worry about that one. Amen. But God's got all the good names. He's got all the good names. Amen. Your deliverance is in your journey. I want to encourage you today. Your path may seem hard. It may seem terrible. It may seem wrong. It may seem unfair. You know, it's easy to look at someone else on the nice flat highway. You know, why they got 94 all to themselves and I got this old rookity, you know, stone pathway. When we lived in Virginia, we lived in rural Rutgersville. And to get to our house was Rutgersville, Virginia, rural route 617. The other day I looked it up on satellite to see if I could find it. They actually have paved the street now. The point I was making when we had to go home was on this cobbled stone thing. There was no road. It was whatever they threw together. And sometimes I would say to myself, man, this is terrible. When it rained, it got muddy and all kinds of stuff. But you know, I'm not there now. It was just a passing through. As the song says, my treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. This world is not my home. I hope you can say that. Your deliverance is in your journey. Hallelujah. We're closing this service. As Solomon said, there is a season and a time for everything. We're in the peak of the summer season, but you know in about a couple months you'll start seeing some leaves turning brown. And you'll be saying, man, that was so short. It was so quick. Whatever you're going through right now, it's just for a season. It's just for a season. Stay on the path. Your deliverance is in your journey. I open these altars if anyone would like prayer as we close this service, and thank God that He's our Heavenly Father, that He has made a way, and He calls those things that are not as though they be. That's why Abraham was accounted righteousness, because he was willing to offer his son. And the Bible says God reckons as if he did. He calls those things that are not. When we sacrifice, when we come to God and we stay upon the journey, that will be where our deliverance was from. Finally, Paul got to Damascus. And he's there now for a completely different reason. And God speaks to Ananias and says, I'm sending this man Paul to you. I want you to go pray for him. Ananias says, what? Don't you know who this man is, God? As if God didn't know who he is. Don't you know God knows who I am? Don't you know God knows exactly all our mess and our failures? And yet, he's saying, your deliverance is in the journey. I'm not going to preach anymore. I'm not going to start anymore. I'm just trying to let you know. I want you to get this in your head. When you wake up tomorrow, you tell Satan, my deliverance is in my journey. I'm not giving up. I'm staying on the path. Hallelujah. Father, Lord, we just thank you today for your mercy and your grace, for your love. Lord, as we honor our earthly fathers and those who raised us, Lord, most of all, we want to lift up our hands in worship and honor to you, because you have made us, hallelujah, to be kings and priests. You have told us that this is a journey. Lord God, that you will walk with us, that you will lead us into paths of righteousness. And even if we walk through a valley of the shadow of death, that we are not to fear any evil, for you are with us. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your grace. Lord, that you will prepare a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. We lift up your name right now. Hallelujah. And we give you all the praise and the glory.